But
just your initial reaction to this particular ruling.
Well, I think that I find it quite intriguing to start with that the Acting Chief Justice himself will preside over the proceedings. And as I indicated, I find it very incongruous because indeed, if at all there's any beneficiary from all of these developments, the Acting Chief Justice is a direct beneficiary of this. Of course, it's a constitutional injunction for him to act as the next most senior. But clearly, we cannot lose sight of the fact that whatever has happened, the benefit of it accrues to him. And it is incongruous in the constitutional history of this country. We've never seen any development like that before. Whenever there has been a dispute as to the status of the Chief Justice in this country, start from 1980 before an Attorney General, start from 1993, 94, Aban, and we go to 2005, there about J. Truman Law, the Chief Justice in question, and panel the court, but never sat on the matter. I mean, so it cannot be right for the Acting Chief Justice to sit on the matter. But that's it. We see the 3-2 ruling, very narrow decision. We wait for the reasons. When the reasons come, we definitely advise ourselves. The narrowness of the decision itself indicates clearly that the application no doubt had merit and will know what to do. All right?
Your main argument, your final word, was the fact that the President's failure to notify the Chief Justice from the outset constitutes an egregious constitutional violation. But one of the panel members pressed you. He wanted you to point the panel to the clause in Article 146 that clearly stipulates the timeline.
The reasons for the decision have not been known. Of course, clearly, I mean, the spirit of Article 146 we're talking about. In the first place, it is important to indicate that nowhere in Article 146 will you find the requirement for prima facie determination made for a Chief Justice. But the Supreme Court itself imported that into Article 146 in 2005 when it adjudicated on the J. Truman matter. But of course, the Supreme Court was silent on whether there ought to be notification to a Chief Justice and obtaining of his requirement before triggering the process. And that is what is in this week before the court. And my contention is that natural justice, all the rules of constitutionalism and all, will require that there ought to be such process.